Norwich Cathedral is not only a place of worship, it is also a place of learning. It has a very busy Centre for Christian Learning and a library with a magnificent collection of books and manuscripts. The cathedral is also a popular destination for schools when choosing educational visits. To cater for them, there is a vibrant Schools and Family Learning Department. From our Women at Work series, Geoffrey Hodson recently met the Head of Schools and Family Learning, Janet Marshall.
Well, first of all, Janet, you've got the title of Head of Schools and Family Learning. How on earth do you live up to such a magnificent title?
Well, it sounds very wonderful. I think what it really means is a very large job to do, and very interesting, very eventful job to do, really.
On your own, or do you have a team?
At the moment, I'm the only employed member of staff in the Schools and Family Learning Department, but we have a team of wonderful volunteers who come in to help us deliver all our educational visit programmes for schools and all our families' activities. And we have just received some funding for a part-time assistant, which I'm working on putting a job description together for at the moment. So that's an exciting development, because we now do need someone else.
Well, that's very good news, yes. Very good news. Well, you mentioned you've got all these activities on. Give us a flavour of what the children have been doing in the cathedral today, for example.
Okay, well, today we had 60 children from one of our inner city primary schools. They were just 5 years old, and they came to learn about Matron Edith Cavell. They're studying famous people in their locality, and they've been learning about people who cared for us long ago. So they learned also about Florence Nightingale and Mary Seacole, two famous nurses. So we had the task of bringing Edith Cavell's life alive for them today.
And how do you do that?
So I dress up as Edith Cavell and basically characterise storytelling. So I tell the children about my life, about my Christian faith, about how I felt God wanted me to help others, how I decided to be a nurse, and then of course the sad story of how World War I unfolded for Edith. And we approach the sadness, the martyrdom, the shooting of Edith, by bringing out her dog, a puppet. And the dog is very sad, and he talks about how he was very sad when his best friend was killed. And we talk about Edith's hope in the resurrection in very simple terms as well. And it's amazing, through the dog, little children can come to terms with the story, which is actually quite gruesome. Yes, so that's what we were doing. That was the first part of my day.
And what age children were those?
So they were 5-year-olds, year ones, very young. So they had some time with Edith and some time in the classroom. We have a lovely classroom here, and they learned about how Jesus helped people. They did some drama. They made some little models of Matron Edith Cavell. They learned about who cares for us in our lives. So they thought about people who care for them and how they should care for each other. So hopefully they went away tired out, so they'll sleep well tonight.
I should think you're pretty tired too after that.
I am, because after that we had a group of 11-year-olds from Essex who dropped in on us, and they wanted to have a historical tour of the cathedral. So we took them round, we dressed them as a bishop, we dressed them as a priest, we brought out our chalice and our wafers, we baptised a baby at the font. So they had an hour doing that.
Yeah.
And then when they went, I had a group of very interesting autistic teenagers who are doing some basic work to try and help them to study, to learn study skills at Norwich City College. And they're learning about tourism and religion. So that was a very, very good visit. Just a pleasure to be with those young people, actually, who have a lot of difficulties. So I am quite tired.
I'm sure you are. I read your the press announcement when you came here that you were born in Grimsby. You were at university in Nottingham and then taught for some years primary and secondary in London and the Midlands. And then, if I might quote you, you said you were attracted to the exciting world of sacred spaces education.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I suppose that began when I was a child, because in our little mission church in Grimsby, Church of England church, but very fired by the church army always, and there were two ladies, two spinster ladies, who brought the Bible alive to us, really, week after week. They were Sunday school teachers. And they took us to visit other churches, they took us on beach missions, they brought the Bible alive in the most extraordinary ways. And I suppose it was, looking back, it was then that I thought, you know, churches are exciting places. And then I was lucky enough, really, to get involved in various church communities when I was doing my teacher training degree, and became very interested in different denominations and the way that different groups of Christians worship in different ways. That fascinated me.
Then did an appointment come out of this?
Well, I carried on with my teaching and obviously enjoyed, in especially with primary school teaching, I enjoyed taking children to sacred spaces on school visits. I enjoyed having visiting speakers from churches coming in to work with us in the classroom. And then one day, because we had to relocate to East Anglia from Derby, I saw an advertisement for a job at the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham. And all of a sudden, this rather strange idea of going to work in a shrine suddenly came to fruition. And here I am, 20 years later, sacred space education has kind of taken over my life, I suppose.
Well, you were in Walsingham for some time, which is a very nice, quiet little village in Norfolk. But your next move was to an internationally known cathedral, St Paul's, London.
Again, not part of the plan. Not part of the plan at all. And I always loved St Paul's Cathedral from being a child. And again, I because we have a network of education officers around the cathedrals of Britain, there's a network of us, an organisation called Cathedrals Plus. I had got to know the previous education officer at St Paul's, and I'd seen the department develop. I'd visited her there, so I knew what was going on there. And then all of a sudden, again, I saw that she was moving on. She went to develop the department at Westminster Abbey in 2010. And I asked the question, what's happening at St Paul's? To which she replied, well, the job's coming up. They're making it bigger. Why don't you apply? And I did. And to my real surprise, I got it. So off I went in 2010.
What was the most exciting venture you did at St Paul's? Because you did a lot of teaching, obviously, there.
Oh, so many things. I mean, the privilege of just being able to interpret that amazing building to children. There's so many stories within it. I think one of the greatest things was Chapter asked me to adapt the visit programmes to bring us more in line with religious education. It was a lot of history going on, and so that was my biggest challenge. And also working with such a diverse group of children from all over London boroughs, and lots of Muslim children, lots of Hindu children, lots of East End Bangladeshi children, who, like all schools in the UK, having to teach all world religions and grappling with how to teach Christianity. And I found that really rewarding, interpreting. And I found that things like bringing the Christmas story alive and the Easter story alive for Muslim children was really exciting, and they loved it. So that was a challenge. I suppose another thing was the Occupy camp, which many listeners might remember. Was that 2011 now, I'm feeling, when we had the big homeless camp out, which was a very challenging time for everyone in St Paul's. And it was challenging for schools. Some teachers cancelled visits. No, they weren't going to come. Others said, oh, let's embrace this, let's use this, and the children can really learn something about what's happening in society. Then there were the big events, which were so exciting. Queen's Diamond Jubilee, 300th anniversary of St Paul's,
And so on and so on.
Yeah.
And yet suddenly you had the call to come back to Norfolk.
Well, yes. I mean, I was commuting, staying in Norfolk whilst I was at St Paul's. So I was commuting. And when I took the job on, I very much thought to myself, this is a five-year project. 4 years into it, again, not part of the plan, I heard that the education officer here at Norwich Cathedral was moving on to another job, and I thought, oh, wonderful cathedral. Not quite time to come home, but there starts another chapter of the adventure, coming to work here.
Very good.
Yeah.
You've told us a little bit of what you're doing here. Finally, though, Janet, what do you think gives you the most satisfaction in this job here at Norwich Cathedral?
Sharing the Christian story, sharing how the beauty of the building can open that up for children, I think. Giving children and their teachers, actually, side by side, the opportunity to just be quiet, be still, heave a sigh of relief in a really stressful school world, you know. And I think sacred space education has so much to offer in that respect. Yes, we might be teaching science, we might be teaching history, we might be looking at RE topics, but we can offer a really wonderful experience when children come into the space, and being able to help them to unpack that and see the effect it has.
Janet Marshall, Head of Schools and Family Learning at Norwich Cathedral, and we'll be meeting more women at work in future editions of Chat Around.